Country Club FM.
It's Bob Almanac time. And Neil, you know, as I was reviewing the Bob Almanac and critiquing and looking for ways that it could get better and funnier and more entertaining and at the same time more informative on Friday, I got a sense that you had more information, more of your knowledge that you wanted to share about Doc Holliday on how he made the transition from being a dentist to being a gunfighter and a gambler. He was doing something that dentists shouldn't do when they patients in their chair, right?
He was developing, early stages of bronchitis and what else do they call that? It's a worse version of that. Anyway, yeah, he's got somebody with their mouth open working on him, and he's coughing and hacking and right into their open mouth. They stopped going to him. They opted for other dentists, if you can understand that.
Yeah. He should have worn a mask.
Yeah, he should have worn a mask.
Just put a mask on and all would have been good.
It was before his time. But
so
anyway.
Yeah, so then he transitioned into a new line of work.
Into a gambler and an alcoholic and a gunfighter.
All right, today's Bob Almanac. It's Monday, August 17th, the 230th day of the year, 136 days left to go. 1790, it was another move of our capital city. It moved all over the place. It was really our capital, our national capital, was a vagabond early on. It was like somebody in their early career in radio, up and down the dial, town to town, city to city.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Neil Freeman early in his radio career before he found Bob FM, Country Q back in those days.
Yes.
1790, we moved from Philadelphia to New York City. It would then.
We didn't last long there.
No. Then to go back to Philadelphia, then Washington. I know it was all over the place.
Yeah.
1915. Our patent of the day is Charles Kettering, who patented, and this is for all of our motorheads, our mechanics out there. It's the electric ignition, the engine starting device, was what it was called initially. It was the first electric ignition device for cars. People were sick of cranking their early cars.
I can believe
that. The old crank start on it. It felt like you had to be somewhat strong to be able to crank that thing up a little bit, turn it over.
Turning a key would be much easier.
We had some tractors that we didn't need it, but it still had the little thing on the front where you could crank it. When we were kids, it was kind of fun. I go, Dad, what's that? Well, that's when you used to have to start with the crank, son. Don't get cranky.
Yeah.
1945, this was in the news, post-World War II.
A geographical line in Korea, the 38th parallel, divided the United States Army's area from that of the Soviet forces after Japan's surrender. The Russians were to accept Japanese prisoners north of the line, the United States to the south.
So the 38th parallel was accepted here on this date. You had World War II. Korea was basically liberated from Japan. And they were now free after, I don't know how long, they were under Japanese rule. So it was a big day for the Koreans. Unfortunately, the communists and the Russians wanted to get their greasy hands on part, if not all, of Korea. We said no. So they split it in two there at the 38th parallel. And it's been the same since then. Right?
Yeah, as far as I know, it's still there.
And they got their Kim Jong-un doing his thing. That all started in 45. In 1957, on this date, you remember the baseball. He's a Hall of Famer, Richie Ashburn.
Oh, sure.
So he's playing for the Phillies. He fouls a ball off and hits a fan. Her name is Alice Roth. Hit that fan once.
That's right.
So she was injured. She was on a stretcher. He fouls off another one and hits her again on the stretcher.
When she's being carried out.
Like if one wasn't good enough, another one for good measure.
Take one of these with you.
Yeah, so the same fan was hit by the same player, Richie Ashburn. This date, 1957. 1962 was an historic day in music because the Beatles said goodbye to Pete Best, their original drummer. And they brought in Ringo Starr.
They liked his haircut better.
Ringo, he was probably a better character. Ringo really is a character.
He is a character.
And have you seen him?
And a good singer.
He's practically 80 and he looks like he's 55.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Ringo just does not age. And they brought in
Ringo. And
he's
married to Barbara Bach.
Well, helps you not age either.
Right.
That puts some pressure on you.
Yeah, it does.
Because you know you need to look good if you're going to be standing next to her.
She's stunning.
So that was in 62 in the news in 69.
What was once Hurricane Camille has now moved into the Mississippi Delta north of Jackson. In her wake, she left at least 22 persons dead in Mississippi and in Louisiana. Those in two states and in Alabama have been left homeless on most of the Gulf Coast without electricity, gas, and even drinking water tonight.
I love that guy's delivery.
I do,
from
too.
WWL-TV. I believe that's down in Alabama, maybe Mississippi. Could be Biloxi.
Alabama.
But Hurricane Camille. And when it was all said and done, that storm killed 256 people, injured thousands more.
That was tough.
We talked about 100-mile-an-hour winds in Iowa. Camille, 200 miles an hour.
Wow.
In 1977, it was the day after Elvis died. Elvis died 1977 on August 16th. This was a day later. People were mourning. Florists, Trans World Delivery. You may know them better as FTD, Neil.
Yes.
They reaped the rewards of this whole thing because they reported that in one day, the number of orders for flowers to be delivered to Graceland in Memphis had surpassed the number for any other event in the company's history.
Wow.
This date, 1977. In 82, we saw the compact disc for the first time.
82,
and
that early.
That's it. The biggest revolution in the recording industry since the invention of the long-playing gramophone record. But this is no ordinary disc. Just 12 centimeters in diameter. The music is recorded onto it digitally, and there's no needle being dragged through a groove. That information is being read by a laser light.
How about that? 1982, the public got their first look at CDs. I don't think they released any music on CD yet, but they were basically saying, hey, here they are. They look great. Public look at them for the first time in Germany. What was the first CD you bought? I bought like five or six the day that I bought my first CD player at the Best Buy on Lake Street.
Yeah.
Just west of where Brown Institute was. I bought, I think, four or five CDs. One of them was Elton John's Greatest Hits.
Mm-hmm.
Other was Ronnie Millsap's Greatest Hits, England and John Ford Coley. Those are the only three that I can remember at this point.
I don't remember.
I'd have to look back at the receipt.
I remember we first started getting them in at the radio station in Roseau where I was working.
Could you do the weather report, KRWB, please, since you brought it up?
KRWB land forecast.
I know you have fans and friends that love that, so that's why we do it
right for
them. And then in 85, this was going on in Austin, Minnesota.
E. Hormel demanded big pay cuts, even though it's one of the most profitable in the meatpacking business. Hormel said it wanted to get lean and competitive for the future. The resulting strike set off a fierce civil war in Bergstrom's union. It split apart. Brother was pitted against brother. RJ is very bitter about his brother Ron, who crossed the picket line.
So there were, was heated. I remember coverage of this, and of course it was in our own backyard down in Austin at the Hormel, or how do they say it? People from Austin say what?
Hormels.
They say Hormels, don't they?
Yes.
We did not eat Hormels chili there because my dad worked in a union construction-wise. He had to support those union guys.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was the P9. Remember that? P9.
Yes.
That was the name of the union. 1,400 meatpackers walked off the job this date in 1985. Big day in 1986 for the rock group Def Leppard. Rick Allen came back and played his first concert with his band after losing his left arm in a car accident. The drummer,
it's amazing,
had one arm, and he rebuilt his drum kit so he could play it with the one arm and his 2 feet and legs and knees and whatever else he could use, maybe his earlobes. That was his date in 86. 87.
Best Strong Pictures presents Dirty Dancing. She thought it would be just another summer vacation.
Who's that? Oh, them. They're the dance people.
But it turns out to be the time of her life.
Did you ever put baby in a corner? You don't put baby in a corner, okay?
I wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't want to. So you had your, what's her name? Jennifer Grey. Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze, among others. That guy from one of the SVU shows. So that was Dirty Dancing. That was the state in 87. Pretty good soundtrack too, Neil.
Yes, it was.
A lot of good songs on there. New songs and old songs. Mm-hmm. A great combination of new recordings and classic tunes. 1992 in the news.
The 57-year-old filmmaker and his longtime lover, Mia Farrow, broke up. And now Allen confirms he is having an affair with Farrow's adopted daughter, who's 21 years old.
Creepy.
That was a little weird.
The news was out in 1992. Woody Allen admitted to being romantically involved with his adopted daughter, Soon-Yi Previn, And they eventually got married, and they're still together now. So, I mean, it wasn't something that was a fly-by-night flash in the pan. They apparently loved each other because they're still together now. Unless they're just trying to prove something.
I would think they made it work.
They made it work. 10 years ago today, Target Field.
Deep to right, and there it goes!
Oh, my, oh, my.
Jim Thome hit the first walk-off home run at Target Field. You remember that? It was against the White Sox.
Yes, that was not a cheap one either.
Bottom of the 10th. And runner on, they were down by a run, and Jim Thome drives it out of the ballpark. That wasn't the one where he hit it off the top of the foul pole. That was another home run.
That was another one. But you could tell by the sound of that one. Yeah. It was hit well.
Jim Thome, 2010.
He was fun to watch.
And 3 years ago.
For the first time ever, scientists observed the collision of two neutron stars. This is a NASA animation of what happened. You'll see two neutrons enter a death spiral and collide. Telescopes on Earth observed this happening back in August. Neutron stars are very small and dense. They have
Sounds like a problem.
It does.
Death spiral.
Right.
It sounds like a wrestling submission hold.
I don't ever want to be in
one
of them.
Oh, no, he's putting him in the death spiral. Uh-oh, it's over. That was this day, 2017. It's time for birthdays.
You talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Robert De Niro is 77. He's been in a movie or two, Neil.
Oh, my gosh.
Career. Usually
so many.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he's quite skilled.
Norm Coleman, former St. Paul mayor. He was a U.S. senator, one of our own.
Mm-hmm.
Transplanted from New York. He did not have a Minnesota accent.
No, he did not.
71 today for Norm Coleman. How about the lead singer of Dexy's Midnight Runners? You talk about one-hit wonders. Here's one right now that might receive consideration for my pop and Billboard Hot 100.
Sure.
All-time one-hit wonders.
Oh, I swear, baby, at this moment.
No other band, other than maybe somebody from Hee Haw, makes denim overalls look good. And it's part of their wardrobe. Kevin Rowland, happy birthday, 67. Also 80s music here.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say.
Belinda Carlisle was the lead singer of the Go-Go's, and then she branched out, and one of her solo hits is this one
right here.
Heaven is a place on earth. Belinda Carlisle, let me just say something about the Go-Go's. They partied as hard as any all-male rock group ever did.
Yes, you see that on there. You know, behind the scenes.
Behind the music, yeah. You look at that stuff. They were,
they
partied hard. Belinda Carlisle and she was leader of that, 62 today. Sean Penn.
When you get out there, do you ever fear for your life?
Well, Sue, I'll tell you, surfing's not a sport. It's a way of life, no hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud, let's party.
He was good in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Just don't try to take his photo. As you know, he punches out photographers.
Right.
Sean Penn, 60 today. John Gruden's a football coach. Former broadcaster.
Another fantastic year of Gruden's QB camp. We got guys like Teddy Bridgewater, Johnny Manziel, and Blake Bortles. But there's one guy. This guy, I've always wanted to see this guy in the quarterback.
It's either John Gruden or Frank Caliendo doing John Gruden. It's up to you to decide. John Gruden is 57. Another former sports guy here, Twin Cities, Christian Leitner.
Leitner puts it up.
I hated Christian Leitner.
He was a bad dude, but he could back it up with his play.
It was good versus evil. We didn't like him.
Leitner kicked it. I wanted to jump down and punch the dude in the face.
If people think sports is goody-goody, touchy-feely, it's not.
What if I told you, haters gonna hate? ESPN Films presents a 30 for 30 film, I Hate Christian Leitner.
Sunday Christian Leitner. People didn't like Christian Leitner.
No.
And, you know, that was a rough draft for the Timberwolves because they were in the lottery. They were supposed they had the worst record, and they had the most number of ping pong balls. They lost the lottery, ended up at third, and they could have, if they would have had one or two, it would have been Alonzo Mourning or Shaq. And instead they get Christian Laettner, who at the point that you know, coming in was the greatest college basketball player at that time.
Oh, he was.
But just didn't translate into the pros for him.
No.
And, of course, there's that story when, let's just say probably had a bad game. Timberwolves lost. He went around the locker room and just started pointing at guys. Loser, loser, right. Loser. You remember hearing about that?
Yes.
So Christian Laettner, he is that 30 for 30 in Christian Laettner was enlightening, though. You could see how people disliked him, but he's come around.
He has come around.
Yes, he has come around. Yep. So Christian Laettner, yes.
As you would say.
51 today for him. Also 51, Donnie Wahlberg, one of the new kids. Mark's brother. Don't worry about nothing because it won't take long. If we had time, I'd go through all the other names of the new kids on the block. We just don't have time. Donnie Wahlberg is 51, and our rapper of the day today is Lil Pump. I don't know if he's related at all to Big Papa Pump, but it's Lil Pump, who is 20 today, and he's best known for his song Gucci Gang.
Oh, yeah.
Lil Pump is 20. He's our token. Right. I don't even know that's millennial anymore. I think that's token Generation Z.
Yeah, something like that. Gone but not forgotten. He was a frontiersman, and he had his
born on a mountaintop in song. Tennessee. Green estate in the land of the free.
Johnny Appleseed had his own song, so yeah, why did. Not Davy Crockett?
Davy Crockett.
Killed him a bar when he was only three.
He was born on this day.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
We got to get out the Kentucky Headhunters version of that today. I think I'll try and squeeze that in there in the Bobathon. It cooks, as we say. Davy Crockett, he went down defending the Alamo. And with Jim Bowie and the guys, 1786. Mae West was an actress.
I see a man in your life.
What, only one?
I changed my mind.
Does it work any better? Well, I'm caught between two evils. I generally like to take the one I never tried.
She had some lines in her
movie. She did.
A classic.
And, not afraid to push the envelope a little bit. Mae West, born on this day.
Would that be a term you'd use to describe?
I would say yes. 1893. Fine actress Maureen O'Hara.
It's me. Let me in.
Not now. Right now. Are you insane?
I want to talk to you.
It'll have to wait.
That was rude of John Wayne. She says, no, you can't come in. He just kicks the door open, but he's John Wayne.
And they were married at the time. That was, I believe, from McClintock.
Yes, McClintock, one of the last scenes.
Her and
doesn't she end? Does he end up spanking her at the end of that?
Yes, very controversial.
Oh, it is.
They appeared on screen many times together. John Wayne made no secret of the fact how much he enjoyed working with Maureen O'Hara.
Was Miss Kitty her? Was any chance that her character was based on Maureen O'Hara? They're very similar.
Yeah, they are.
You know, from Gunsmoke.
Yeah,
and since they thought John Wayne would be great for Gunsmoke.
Kitty was great for James Arness. Maureen O'Hara was born on this day, 1920. Actor Glenn Corbett, he was in many things, including a key Star Trek, right?
Yeah. He played the inventor of warp drive, Zefram Cochrane, on the original series from the 60s.
He was Pat Garrett in the Chisholm John Wayne movie. Lots of different things he was in. 1930. And that's enough. They're all gone but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Alabama? And it's not just a Bobathon. It's the start of an ORP workday, too. We need to mention that. That's as big as any. Alabama, Mountain Music, Crystal Gale, Turning Away, or a song that may or may not receive consideration for my Fave 5 One-Hit Wonders. Again, we unveiled song number 5. If you missed it earlier today, it was Jukebox Junkie, Ken Mellons.
Mm-hmm.
I'll reveal and unveil song number 4 tomorrow at about 7:22 and a half. Eric Heatherly, Flowers on the Wall, a One-Hit Wonder.
Nice. Yeah, let's give Eric Heatherly a little shot.
Sure.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1.